Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Hillel Omer, Havei Metalmida Shel Aharon. Hillel says, aspire to be a disciple of Aharon HaKohen. Can you imagine if someone would come along today and he says, I'm a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. I'm a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. Everyone would crowd around him and want to know every detail. What did he teach you? What life lessons can you teach us? What honor he would receive? So the Mishnah tells us, Havei Metalmida Shel Aharon. We can all be considered students of Aharon HaKohen. All we have to do is Oyves Habriyos and Makarvin LaTorah. Love Hashem's creatures and bring them close to Torah. The Balatani asks, why does the Mishnah use this strange expression, Oyves Habriyos, love Hashem's creatures? Why doesn't it say Oyves HaAdam, love your fellow man? Says the Balatanya, it says Oyves Habriyos because the Mishnah is telling us something very profound. Even if you are dealing with a man that there's nothing to love about them as a person, they don't have any inherent qualities. Even if the only thing they have going for them, the only thing on their resume is that they are a creation of Hashem, you should still love them and show them affection. Because when they see the effort and the compassion and they feel the empathy and the care, that alone will bring them close to Torah. Reb Noach Weinberg used to say, you will never bring someone close to Judaism by defeating him in an intellectual debate. It's the small gestures, the Shabbos invite, the warm smile, the greeting, the handshake, that makes such an indelible impact on them. When they see that you are sincere, they will be inspired to live such a life. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. Back in the 50s, Reb Chaim Schwartz moved to Argentina to become the Chabad Shliach over there. And he founded a Jewish day school. He put in much effort and toil to find the funding, train the teachers, and convince the parents of the importance of granting their children a Jewish education. Over the years, Rabbi Schwartz saw his school flourish and grow, and its graduates formed the nucleus of a community of proud and committed Jews. One day, he received a call from one of the parents of the children of his school, requesting a meeting. The anxiety in their voices told him that this was no simple matter. So he invited them to meet with him in his home that evening. The father says, Rabbi, this is concerning our oldest daughter. As you know, we are not very observant, but it is important to us that our children should retain their identity as Jews. And this is why we send our sons to your school, despite the fact that it is considerably more religious than we are. So tragically, our daughter has informed us that she is engaged to a non-Jew, Chman Islan, and she intends to marry him. We have tried everything to dissuade her, but all of our arguments and appeals and threats and tears all have been to no avail. She now refuses to discuss the matter with us. And she even moved out of our home. Rabbi, you are our only hope. Perhaps you can impress upon her the gravity of the betrayal against her people, her parents, and her own identity and what she intends to do. Rabbi Schwartz asked them, would she agree to meet with me? And the father said, if she knew that we had spoken to you, she would definitely refuse. Okay, then I'll go speak to her on my own. That evening, Rabbi Schwartz went to her house and rang the bell. She opens the door, and she was visibly annoyed, but she was too well-mannered not to invite him in. They ended up speaking for a few hours. She listened politely and promised to consider everything that he said, but he came away with the feeling that he had absolutely no effect on her. For the next several days, Rabbi Schwartz pondered the matter, trying to think of what might possibly be done to prevent the loss of a Jewish soul. Then he thought of his last result, the Rebbe. He called the Rebbe's secretary, Rabbi Hodokov, and he related the entire story. He asked him, please ask the Rebbe, what can be done? What can I say to her? And he said, okay, I'll ask the Rebbe and I'll call you right back. A few minutes later, the phone rings, and he tells Rabbi Schwartz, the Rebbe said, tell the young woman that there's a Yid in Brooklyn who cannot sleep at night because she intends to marry a non-Jew. He was very confused. He didn't understand what he meant. Who is this Jew? He asked Rabbi Hodokov. Then he heard the Rebbe's voice in the background. His name is Mendel Schneerson. And the phone disconnected. He thought, how could he possibly do what the Rebbe suggested? She will laugh at me and slam the door in my face. But if that is what the Rebbe said, I will give it a shot. After all, the fate of a Jewish soul was at stake. Early the next morning, he rings her bell again. She opens up the door, and before he could say a word, she tells him, whom I marry is my own business. I spoke to you the other day out of the respect of my parents. But now, please go away and stop bothering me. There's one more thing I need to tell you, Rabbi Schwartz tells her. And she says, then say it and go. There's a Jew in Brooklyn who cannot sleep at night because you intend to marry a non-Jew. That is what you came to tell me? She said. And she started closing the door. Midway, she stopped. And she asked him, who is this Jew? And he says, it's the great Jewish leader, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, known as the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rebbe is greatly concerned about the well-being of every Jew. And he agonizes over every soul that is potentially lost. And she asked him, well, what does this rabbi look like? Do you have a picture of him? So Rabbi Schwartz reaches into his wallet and he shows her a picture of the Rebbe. She takes a look at the picture and her face turned pale. She almost fainted. When she regained her composure, she tells him, all week long, this man has been appearing in my dreams, imploring me not to abandon my people. And I told myself that I was just conjuring up an image of a Jewish rabbi as a reaction to what you and my parents have been saying to me all week. But now I realize that this is real. I have never met this man in my life. I never even saw a picture of him or even heard of him. But this is definitely the man I have been seeing in my dreams for the last week. And she broke off her engagement. The Rebbe was definitely a Talmud of Aharon HaKohen. Oyves Abrios, because he truly loved every Jew. That is how a Makarvan LaTorah. He brought them close back to Yiddishkeit. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.